Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering an article by Brett Allegory-Wood called Review Management at Scale, Why Your CRM Must Own Your Reputation Strategy.
And if you manage more than one location or you've got a sales team, this one is going to feel very familiar very quickly.
So the article opens with a scenario. A customer leaves a one-star review on Google and nobody notices for 3 weeks. By the time someone responds, dozens of potential customers have already seen that silence and chosen a competitor instead.
3 weeks? That's brutal. And it's not even that unusual, is it?
It's not. And Brett's point is that once you multiply that across 5 locations, 15 sales reps, 3 product lines, it stops being a customer service problem. It becomes a business continuity problem.
I think that reframe is important. Most people treat reviews as a marketing nice to have, but the article makes the case that they're active sales infrastructure. Search rankings, conversion rates, purchasing decisions, even recruitment.
And yet most businesses are still managing this through a patchwork of disconnected calls and the occasional panicked email to staff saying, "Remind customers to leave a review."
Which never works consistently.
Right. So the argument Brett makes is that the fix isn't another standalone review tool. It's making your CRM own the entire reputation strategy. Customer data, review generation, monitoring, response, all in one place.
Okay, so how does that actually work in practice? Because I think that's where people get lost. They agree with the principle, but they don't know what it looks like day to day.
So the article covers how the review bots in Anabu.ai work, and these aren't generic blasts asking for a 5-star review. They're timed to specific moments in the customer journey, after a purchase is completed, after a service ticket is closed, after a delivery is confirmed.
So the timing is based on actual customer behaviour, not just a calendar trigger.
Exactly. And the request goes through whatever channel works best for that individual customer, SMS, email, direct message, and it guides them through leaving the review with minimal friction, no hunting for a link.
What happens when a negative review comes in?
That's where the escalation workflow kicks in. A negative review triggers an immediate notification to the right team member. The issue gets logged against the customer record, and there's a structured prompt to respond within a defined time frame. The 3-week silence just can't happen.
That's the bit most owners underestimate. It's not just about getting more good reviews. It's about not letting bad ones sit there unanswered, because that silence is what prospects actually see.
And there's another angle the article covers that I think is genuinely underused: database reactivation.
Meaning going back to existing customers who never left a review.
Yes. Your CRM has years of customer history. A lot of those people had perfectly good experiences and just never thought to leave feedback. The moment passed, but they might still be willing to if you ask thoughtfully.
And the reactivation bots segment by purchase history, recency, engagement level, so it doesn't feel like a mass email. It can include a loyalty offer or a personalised message that shows you remember who they are.
Brett says this can generate a significant lift in review volume within weeks of deployment, without spending a single pound on advertising.
Now, the bit that surprised me was how the article connects reviews to the broader marketing and sales engine, because I think most businesses collect reviews and then basically ignore them once they've got a decent score.
That's exactly the gap. Inside Anabu.ai, a positive review can automatically populate testimonials on your funnels, feed into email sequences as social proof, or trigger a referral campaign to the customer who just praised you.
So the review becomes an asset that keeps working.
And the AI conversation bots can be trained to surface relevant testimonials during live interactions on your website. If a prospect raises a specific concern, the bot can pull a relevant review to address it directly.
So it's not just reputation management, it's reputation being used as a live sales tool.
One more thing worth covering: the cost and complexity question. Because a lot of SME owners hear about this kind of infrastructure and assume it means an enterprise budget and a 6-month project.
And Brett pushes back on that. The platform is designed for businesses in that 20 to 200 staff range. Implementation takes weeks, not months. The interface is built for owners and managers, not software engineers.
And there's a number in the article that puts a sharp point on why all of this matters. A 4-star average versus a 4.7 average is not just cosmetic. Research shows that even a 0.5-star improvement in ratings can drive meaningful increases in revenue, particularly in markets where customers are comparing multiple providers.
0.5-star? That gap isn't closed by working harder, it's closed by building better systems.
So the one thing to do this week: look at what happens the moment after a sale closes in your business. Is there a consistent automatic process to ask for a review, or is it ad hoc?
And ask yourself, if a negative review came in today, how long before someone actually saw it and responded? If you don't know the answer, that's the gap worth closing first.
You can read the full article at Anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, there's a free AI audit on the site where Brett and the team will look at what you've got and show you exactly where the gaps are.
Worth doing.